This is Davinston.
Welcome back to Davin's Den, boys and girls and children of all ages. Well, if you could, you really show me a listen. To this, we're going to do some scamming scammers. We've got a new girlfriend. Now, before I introduce you guys to my new girlfriend, although I should get the music up.
Yes.
I should do that. Oh, I'm just so eager. So eager. I'm an eager little beaver.
Up.
Eager little beaver that got almost burned down to the ground. All right, so I'll do the scamming scammers music.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so on my phone, where did it go? On my phone, I got a text, and this is promising, kids. I feel like I might have gotten my soulmate here. This is from Danielle. She texts me using a Gmail account. I don't know this person, but she says, "I am beautiful. Why haven't you asked me to go out yet?" This is Danielle, and then she gives me a link. Why wouldn't I click on that?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would?
A little bit forward, don't you think?
No, what I want. It's what I'm looking for. Why haven't I asked you? This is don't you know who I am? No.
Where the hell have you been?
You know, if you want somebody to ask you, why do you need a link? It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But all right. So this starts on February 20th of 2020. So we are. I am dating Caroline.
Oh,
I am dating Caroline.
You two-timing bastard.
So COVID is now, we are hearing of COVID, but the shit has not hit the fan of COVID.
Right.
So what I want Pip to do is she's going to write down a guest, Joe's guess and Pip's guess, anybody else's guess, how long this relationship will go, weeks, okay, days, months, years, and then we will see if it holds true at the end. Joe, go first, please.
I say a month.
Joe gives me until March 20th of 2020. Joe is in for a month. What say you, Pip?
I'd say more like 4 months.
Pip is giving me 4 months. Now, the last one went, what, 11 months?
Yeah.
Caroline went 11 months. So Joe for a month, Pip for 4 months. All right, let's see how long we go. So this is February 20th of 2020, last year. This is on Instagram.
Sorry, 1 hour.
Could. If it's good enough. It's good enough. So this is on Instagram. This slides into my DMs. Her name is Michelle Roslin.
Wait, what happened with Danielle?
That was just before. That was just, I got this during the show, Danielle.
Oh, just now?
Yeah.
Oh.
We didn't know that.
That's what I said. I said I just got the. Yeah, I'm gonna do Michelle. Michelle's a scammer.
Oh, but
so why you? Yeah, why
Danielle
you? Want,
just happened.
Danielle just happened.
All right.
So I won't respond to that because it's on my phone.
Okay.
So your guests are for Michelle, correct? Michelle's the scammer.
I didn't know. No.
All right. You want to? All right. So change your guess.
All right.
So you went 4 months. You're changing.
No, gonna stay the same.
Glad we had that interlude. Joe, would you like to stick with them a month, or do you want to amend?
I'm gonna go. We'll stick with a month.
Okay.
Glad we had the interlude. Okay.
Well, we had to think about it.
Yes,
because you did a little bait and switchy.
No, you guys.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You just have no listening comprehension.
No, it's late. We're tired, and you bait and switched.
Did not. February 20th, 2020. Sliding into my real Davin's DMs. She says hello. I say hi. She says, "How are you doing? Where are you from, my dear?" You know, I like this right away.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you meet me, I like a term of endearment because immediately I know where this shit's going.
Yeah, well, it's better than terms of dumbness.
Exactly. So I tell her, New York, how about you? Because I figure maybe I'll find the scammer that does some research at one point. Hasn't really happened to date, but you never know.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, I'm from Dallas, Texas, USA.
Taxes.
Which is ironic because they don't have a state income tax in Texas.
She's from Dallas, Texas.
She's from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, this is great already.
But currently in Yemen as a soldier for peacekeeping mission, soon returned back to the state. Okay.
What?
She's in Yemen.
Sure.
She's a soldier on a peacekeeping mission. I know a good amount of military. I've never heard of them say they're a peacekeeping mission. And we don't have anybody in Yemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell is she talking about?
But soon she's going to return back to the state.
To the state.
The state.
The state of taxes.
I am thinking Michelle might not be what she appears. I this is my feeling a couple of sentences in.
And this goes back to your thing that they don't do any research at all. We don't have soldiers in Yemen.
No. But the exciting thing is, kids, this is my first military scammer. I haven't had one of these before. We know
that's true.
We know that they steal the profiles of the military. We've certainly talked about that. Work with the Pentagon, but I've never personally got one. So this is exciting. You know,
first fake military scam.
I love to support the troops.
Yes.
I go, military? Wow, what branch? She goes, thanks. What about you, my dear? I go, I'm not in Yemen, nor am I keeping the peace. I give her a smiley emoji. She goes, okay. She goes, what do you do for a living? I go, comedian. I always give them that because if I'm posting all this shit about comedy, they're going to, you know. She goes, okay, that's good. I go, what would have been bad if I said bank robber?
Yeah.
Let's see this one's sense of humor.
If you said terrorist.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
She goes, I know you can't be a robber. I know you might be wondering how I came across your profile. I must say, your profile sounds great, and also your pictures caught my attention, too, because you look handsome yourself. Finally, some truth. Finally.
It's the last truthful thing she'll say to me.
Well, listen, I can't question her judgment. I wouldn't. She goes, she goes, hello, are you there? I go, aw, thank you. She goes, are you married or single? We're just getting right into this shit.
Yeah, really, don't beat around the bush. What do you want?
I go, kind of in between. How about you? I never know what fake Davin's status is going to be.
Is that what you said? Fake Davin said?
Yeah, fake Davin said kind of in between. Yeah,
well, because what you're doing is you're seeing what a response is, and then you're going to build the bullshit around the responses.
Right.
You're absolutely correct, Mr. Curry. Mr. Curry, not the porn star. The comedy star is absolutely correct. She goes, I'm single, looking for a good relationship. And why not slide into a stranger's DMs on Instagram?
Because that's the best way to find a good, solid relationship.
I agree. I go, aren't there good guys in the military? They're certainly in better shape than me. She goes, D-E-Y. Day.
Oh.
No wrong use of day.
Day.
Day are, but I don't want to get married to a military man. We are going right to marriage here.
Yeah, that's really forward.
I go, why? She goes, nothing is my choice. I go, what do you mean? She goes, I mean is my choice not to getting married to a military man. The English is slowly breaking down.
Yeah, this is already... Well, it's already become Calypso and... No grammar-o.
Yes. I go, I know. I just meant, did you have a specific reason? She goes, is, because I'm a military woman, and I don't want to marry a military man, and the military I joined is not my choice, just that my father forced me to join the military.
Because that always happens. They drag you down.
How?
Go ahead, Joe.
She never answered what branch.
No, she didn't. And... What military personnel wouldn't immediately tell you what branch they're in? Because they're proud. It's the way, yeah. The same way people...
Maybe it's the Navy and she's not.
The same way people in Texas are not about to misspell Texas. Ever.
I always say taxes are bigger in Texas. Although I'm absolutely wrong. I always say it.
Hey, you know, you should visit there because everything's bigger in Texas.
All right, so we got to focus on this father thing here.
Yeah.
I go, that sounds terrible. Why did you do that? She goes, is because he likes it. Oh, in that case. Oh,
okay.
I go, but it is not right for him to make you risk your life if you don't want to. She says, yes. So we agree.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm sorry. Keep your head down and stay safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, thanks, dear. I go, you're welcome. I go, what rank are you? Well, we didn't get branch. She goes, I'm working with the United States Army. We got branch.
Okay.
For 12 years now, rank E6 Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army. The Special Forces Operational Detachment Alpha Team assigned to Company B, 82nd Airborne Division. I'm deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom as a member of the Combined Joint Special Operations Task Force, Yemen. Sounds legit.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff there. It's also bullshit.
So what do you think, Fake? What does Fake Davin do?
You look up the facts and tell her there's nobody in Yemen.
Oh. Yeah, but that's going to scare her away. I say you just pretend to buy into it.
What would you say if I said you're both kind of right?
I'd be delighted.
I said, babe, that operation ended on December 28th, 2014. So to Joe's point, I did a little research. And to Pip's point, I go, you must be a tough woman.
You're the last one standing.
Yeah. So we're calling on the bullshit, but we need to keep this going because we got a live one here.
Yeah.
What are you, like Rambo? What is she like Rambo flying with the Yemen? You know, the pilot, the pirates?
Thank God she's the last one standing. She has time to message me on Instagram.
I like that sound effect. Do that again.
I love you, Davin. Send me some money.
Why are you ruining my sweetness?
Rambo is your new girlfriend.
And why am I giving the Arnold Schwarzenegger growl after I'm doing?
They're
pals.
Stupid alcohol.
I go, you must be a tough woman. She goes, no, that was then, THAN.
Oh, God.
Not now. I am exactly telling you what is actually happening now. So apparently,
No, you're not. She just said, well, that was then. I'm actually telling you what's happening now. But she just said what that was.
I go, you said I'm working. That is the present tense. So what is happening now?
Thank you.
She goes, what is happening now is I am in your Yemen for a peacekeeping mission. I go, okay. See, at some point when you're dealing with a scammer, if you know you're going to entertain this, you got to let some facts lie.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there'll be time for interrogating the scammer.
In your Yemen?
She's in my Yemen.
Hey.
It's like my ass.
There's no such thing as peace in Yemen. You're a peacekeeper.
She didn't say she was good at it, Joe.
She's the worst peacekeeper. She's all alone in a sand dune.
She goes, how old are you? I go, old enough to be your boyfriend, lulz. You know what? Let's just fucking escalate this. This is the type of stupidity Fake Davin's looking for. Now, keep in mind, we have Carolyn. And, you know, I think in February that was kind of hit or miss, too.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know, listen, there is plenty of room in Fake Davin's fake heart for more fake women.
I'm glad that you're that magnanimous.
Fake Davin's very magnanimous.
Lots of love to share.
I do. She goes, but you know that age is just a number. Just tell me how old you are. I go, you go first. How old are you, Sergeant? She goes, I'm 32 years old. And you? I go, 45. I gave her the truth. Why not?
Why not?
She goes, okay, that's good. I would like to be your friend if you don't mind. You know, I need friends.
Sure.
The company I keep certainly sucks. So what the hell? Maybe.
Why not? The more the merrier.
Sure. You know, it'd be nice to have a good person in my life.
I'm kind of offended.
But you know I'm right.
Yeah, of course.
Because I am Mr. Immunity!
Mr. Immunity. Moving into the scammer world.
She goes, I would like to be your... She goes, okay, that's good. I'd like to be your friend if you don't mind. I go, LOL, is it? I go, how about 60? I go, sure, we can be friends, Sarge. I'm going to call her Sarge.
I like it.
She goes, okay, that's... And I go, question mark. She goes, tell me more about yourself. I go, what would you like to know? You know my age and job. She goes, everything about you, just tell me. Why wouldn't I? Random sergeant who shows up on a mission that ended years ago and failing at keeping the peace in Yemen. Why wouldn't I tell you everything?
She's a little slow on the uptake, isn't she?
I go, it's hard to tell a lifetime in text. She goes, or should I do that first, but yours? I go, sure, you go first. She goes, okay. I was born in the year 1988 of our Lord. No, of the year 1988.
Yeah, that's a very weird way to say it.
Not if you're from taxes.
Oh, of course. Because taxes, that's how they speak.
Sure. I was born in the month of W-2.
In the year of our Lord, 1040.
Yes, yes. Okay, I was born in the year 1988 in Dallas, Texas. Oh, she got it right now. So before it was a typo.
All right.
I studied criminology and information system at Corpus Christi, Texas University, respectively, with a master degree. I am a soldier. Also, I'm working with the Special Forces Operational Detachment Alpha Team assigned to Company B, 82nd Airborne Division. I am deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom as a member of Combined Joint Special Operations Task Force Yemen. Beep, 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 beep. It's like she's a fucking robot.
Yeah.
She spit out the same info. I am starting to wonder if this might not be the love I need. She might not be all she appears.
Yeah, maybe.
A little bit.
I go, so that she must have spit that out real quick. That might have instant, yeah. Because this is what I said. I go, that was quick. Like you had it ready to go, LOL.
Yeah, like cut and pasty.
I am being a little too fucking smart here.
Yeah, you're being snarky, but that's okay.
She goes, I don't understand. What do you mean? I go, never mind. I go, never mind. You seem like a sincere woman. Again, if the scammer had any idea of nuance or irony, they'd go, like, you know what? Maybe this isn't a live one.
Yeah, no.
But then again, if it wasn't a live one, we wouldn't be doing it now. Because there are live ones. Yeah. You know, there are ones that kind of get it that I don't get a chance to really get into it with them.
Yeah. Yeah, no. She is not understanding the snark.
She's not understanding that we're going to make beautiful radio together.
That's good.
She goes. I go. You seem like a sincere woman. She goes. Thanks, my dear. I go. You're welcome, baby. Do you mind if I call you baby? Now this is the first time Fake Davin is escalating the familiarity.
No, she started doing it too, but you're just
dear.
Matching.
Yeah. She goes, I want to tell you that life is not really easy here compared to normal life. We're not allowed to use personal cell phones and computers here. I'm just chatting with a military device called a missile and bomb detector. You know, you heard her. She's chatting with a military device called a missile and bomb detector. You know when they're scamming for RPGs and roadside bombs and IUDs and A&Ws, they have time to chat with that.
And exploding dildos, you know. They could happen in Yemen.
Sure. I'm just chatting with a military device called a missile and bomb detector. We can only communicate through Hangout Gmail, so I'd like to add you so we can continue chatting until I go out of here. So she wants to move me to Hangouts like they all do.
Wait. I'm trying to understand. She said she's chatting with... Now, call me stupid if you must.
Stupid.
I must. I knew it was coming.
Hey,
But is she saying that she's using this device to talk to you, or that she's talking with a bomb detector? What does she mean?
I don't know, and I don't really think.
Okay,
you,
I thought.
I don't
was,
think you push.
I was like, I don't think that this is clear to me, but it seems to be clear to them. So I gotta ask. I don't know.
I go, you want to add me on Instagram? She goes, no, I mean on Hangout. I go, why? She goes, I guess you know about Hangout. And then she sent me an image of it. I go, I do. I also know about military bases and military emails.
Oh, shit. Bringing the reels so quickly.
She goes, okay. Do you have a Hangout app on your cell phone? I go, yeah, that's not accurate, baby. I'm telling her what she tells me is not accurate. Because they do have personal email accounts, which we've talked about before, which end in a .mil.
Yeah.
That's how you know. It used to be you could be retired and have a .mil.
Right.
But anybody who you're talking to in the military has an email address, which they can give to you, which ends in a .mil. Right. That's how you know they're for reals and not for bullshits. I go, yeah, that's not accurate, baby. She goes, like I told you earlier, we're in a deployment for a peacekeeping mission. I came to Yemen last 5 months, and my mission will be ending up soon, but I don't know the actual date yet. I promise to let you know whenever I'm coming back home, because I will love to meet you in person. Already, I'm making an arrangement on applying my resignation retirement letter from the headquarters in Washington, D.C., because I am tired of staying away from my family. Also, I would love to find a good husband for myself. Seriously, I'm tired of living alone without a husband.
I understand that perhaps...
You do understand. You found a sucker.
Shh. Don't let him know. If you were in dangerous situations every day and, basically hanging out in a sandbox, you would be anxious to get out of that situation and be with somebody that you love and be home and have creature comforts, yada, yada, if any of this bullshit was real.
It's all real.
But it's like, talk about jumping that gun. Jeez. Hi, complete stranger. I'm looking for a husband. How about you?
See, but once again, Pip, I feel like you forget the power of fake D's, fake D.
Oh, no, I never do. It's right there.
Yeah, but she's throwing a line. She threw out her net.
Yeah.
That's essentially her throwing out her net.
Yeah, and I responded. So she thinks she's got a live one.
Yeah.
That's what she thinks.
Yeah,
when you respond to this, they think I got a sucker here.
Oh, of course.
So now how can they reel me in? Pay no attention to his questions and not believing this nonsense. He's actually talking to me. If I keep him talking, eventually I can get this to work for me.
Yep.
That's what she thinks. Now, I think if I keep her talking, I can get this to work for me.
Right.
I feel like I'm right more often than they are.
I know you're right more often than
yeah,
they are.
Yeah. I go, it is hard to find a good man, I guess. And I give her a crying emoji. She laughs. I go, you going to come home and find a piece of ass, LOL?
She hopes.
Get your freak on, LOL?
Wow.
She goes, I've been single and faithful to myself.
That's not how it works.
This might be the girl that burned down the apartment.
Could be.
Even now, I am alone. I never had an affair with any other man. I hope to settle down once again, be with a lovely, caring, and family-oriented man. I go, you're a virgin? That's what I'm hearing.
That's what it sounds like she's trying to say.
She goes, I have intentions to begin a new life and settle down once more when my mission is finally over. All I want and always prayed for is a caring, loving, family-oriented, and dedicated man to be the father of my unborn children. I think she meant unborn. And I truly believe in God's time. All the people and life lessons we experience are part of the big plan he has for us. I got to tell you, she's...
Can I stop you there for...
Sure.
Can I stop you there for a second? She brought up God. She's, you know, they go for that religious thing. They're so fucking textbook, these people.
Joe's insulted.
Oh, well, yeah. No, it is... They always throw out the God stuff. Oh, you know, I'm very religious. Are you? Oh yeah, what'd they say about, like,
you know
what's
fun? Yeah, it's funny. They start with the God stuff and they end with the God damn it.
You bring them full circle.
It's a full journey I give them.
Full circle.
And the big plan he has for us, I go, I see. And she continues. I want to let you know that I'm chatting you life from the military command center here in Yemen, where I work as a lowercase I. Where I work as an information system analyst. My job here in the Tactical Operation Unit is to monitor military intelligence, surveillance, a network administration, database management, and computer hardware and software implementation. Sometimes I also join the combat team on special meetings and beat patrols when it's required of me. So what do you think I say?
Oh.
What do you think I say, Joe?
I'm not sure.
I go, have you killed a man?
That's a great question.
Well, you know what? That is a great question, but I have been told you never ask that.
Really?
Yes. Well, by a friend of ours.
Well, am I going to get that faraway stare?
I don't know, but that's not a question you're supposed to ask.
No, this is not really a military person, so
that's
it's fine.
True.
So it's fine.
Fine.
Exactly. I feel pretty confident with this.
Yeah, all right. Go for it.
She goes, I am very... Well, what do you think she says?
I think she's going to say... Some kind of mumbo jumbo. I'm not allowed to tell you that.
All right. What do you think, Joe?
I'm not sure.
I go, She goes, I am a very open-minded person. Someone who accepts people as they are. I am a fair individual who adapts to changes in life and enjoys life to the fullest and looking to meet a man that I can spend the rest of my life with in good times and bad times as well. A man that I can love and cherish and with all my whole being and heart. And I pray to God Almighty that he will provide me that kind of man someday in my life. So we didn't really answer about the killing a man.
Yeah, so they're absolutely had that loaded up to go no matter what you said.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My question was irrelevant.
Well, you are irrelevant.
No,
your
I'm relevant.
Wallet
no,
is I'm relevant.
I go, I'm sure you will find love. She goes, okay, I pray so. I go, I mean, I hear good things about Yemen, so maybe a local fella.
Oh, you're trying to pawn her off already.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, how about a local fella?
I hear good things. I hear good things about Yemen.
Do you?
She goes, do you believe in a distant friendship? For me, I really do not care about the distance because if we understand each other and love each other, distance can never be a problem. We can find ourselves at any time, any day we want, as God's plan for us will be. I'll tell you what, she is laying on the Lord.
Yeah, it's a little...
Also, she threw love in there, and you know, once again, it's textbook.
Oh, God. Love, religion, and war. Big, big, powerful, epic stories.
I go, it can be hard. I never had much luck with them. Not romantic ones, anyway.
Oh, look at this. You hard up for love. She's a virgin.
No,
you
no.
guys are going to tippy-toe into this?
I just said I haven't had luck with long-distance relationships.
Okay.
So, she goes, I must tell you that things work very differently when compared to the real world. We call it control or war room. It is heavenly secured. Heavenly secured. There's angels guarding it, damn it.
Heavenly secured.
I think she meant heavily.
That's heavenly secured.
It is heavenly secured and monitored constantly. Most times it is very difficult to have a personal conversation without having them decoded and recorded by the military authorities. This is to ensure discipline among our troops. She's just making shit up.
She is. She is. And supposedly she's the one who does it.
So I go, nah, it isn't that bad.
You know what? If she was for real and you were, like, naysaying her experience, I'd be pissed.
But I know she's full of shit.
Yeah, she is full of shit.
I go, nah, it isn't that bad. You guys are all about social media. That's why scammers always steal your identity.
Oh!
No! I stopped Joe from taking from imbibing alcohol. That's how you know it's a lie.
Yeah, right.
He's just like, what? I gotta wait for a second. You just laid it out there.
I laid it out there.
Oh, my God. There it is.
What? Was that wrong?
Well, we'll find out in a second.
like, I'm giving them every out to run away.
Every opportunity to go, oh, this is going to be a real hard road to hoe.
Yeah. And I wonder, now, she can think that she can either think that I'm wrong, or she could think to herself, how does he know? How does he know that this is bullshit, or how does he know that's not how the military does things?
Right.
What does he know that I don't know?
Wouldn't you be asking yourself?
They don't know anything because they're oblivious to it. They just keep going.
Yeah, yeah. She's just like snow plowing over everything he says. She's got her agenda, and she's just like, boom, 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 boom.
So I go, so we need to watch what we say? Where'd you go, Sarge? She vanished.
Oh.
She goes, it's good to get an upfront and sincere response from you. We need time to talk to each other and get to know much more about each other. There are a lot of things we need to know about each other, and I'm not a kind of woman that rush into a relationship or marriage. No, not at all. Not you.
Aren't you?
You mentioned it, and that's what you're looking for. You mentioned love. You mentioned religion. Really?
I know. I don't rush into things. I'm looking for a husband. These are the scariest things that you can say on a first date.
She goes, it takes time. Time will tell, and we have to wait for the Lord timing. We have to be so sure and certain of ourselves about making sure that this friendship is what we want want out of life. And that comes courtesy of marriage.it, as the quote would have in my Instagram messages. She copied it and the fucking website.
Of course she did.
No, but the actual website is in the fucking message she sent to me. Not I researched it and found it on a website. The website is in the fucking message. That's how bad she's a copy and pasting.
Here's the link.
Like one
to
of my blogs.
Here's the link to the bullshit I'm laying down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is not good.
No.
We might have to bring out an angry plant.
Yeah. Oh my God.
She goes, okay, do you have a Hangout app in your phone? You can install it through a Google Play Store or App Store, and then send me your email address for me to add and text you on the Hangout app. I want you to understand, here in the camp, we are not allowed to make use of cell phones, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, but I do it privately. You're a rule breaker. But right here, Gmail Hangout is all we use to communicate in our loved ones. I go, am I a loved one? She goes, okay, will you be my lover?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Don't you shake your head no, Joe. I will absolutely be her lover.
Oh, we're going to expand on that. Also, with the military angle, if she doesn't respond to you or she doesn't give you an answer, she's going to blame it on the limitations of being in the military. So she's got kind of an out with this whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah, but I've kind of already told her that's not going to work with me. But you're right. She's oblivious.
No, she hasn't noticed anything you've had to say or any objections.
So she goes, okay, will you be my lover? And I go, like, sexually?
How's that going to work?
She goes, do you have a Hangout app in your phone?
Oh, my. Do you have a boomerang for a brain? I mean, haven't we covered this?
I go, I'll get it if we're going to have sex, LOL.
Yeah.
What do you think she says to that?
Okay.
What do you think says, Joe?
Probably okay. She's probably got the net out for you.
You guys think she's a whore?
Yeah. Yeah.
She goes, we will do that when I get back from mission. just download the Hangout app on your phone.
Stop right there. Stop. I just said that she's going to use her being in the military to her advantage.
Yep.
Not a minute later she did.
But remember, she also just got done telling me how she was faithful to herself and everything. And now she's just going to jump on this guy she's been talking to for 5 minutes on a social media thing. I'm like, are you kidding me? Where is the continuity?
I know. No, it's like, I've been such a, you know, a virgin little flower. Get the app so we can have cyber sex. Like, what?
I'm gonna hop on your cock like Rambo hopping on a hand grenade.
Wow, both explosive.
Yes. Covered in antibodies. She goes, we will do that when I come back from the mission. Just download the Hangout app on your phone. Let's chat privately on Hangout. I go, sure. And then I give her my my email address. All right. Well, I mean, I'm used to this now.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, thanks. She goes, do you have a Hangout app on your phone? I go, yep. I'm actually talking to my other fake girlfriend on it.
I like the way she says when she comes back from a mission where they're all gathered around, they kill the enemy, she lights up a cigar. What are you doing, Sarge? I'm going to text stupid.
She goes, okay, I will send you a message on Hangout now. I go, okay. She goes, my dear, check your Hangout app. I've sent you a message there now. I go, done. She goes, go and accept me in Hangout. I go, Roger, Sarge. And that is where we will leave it for tonight.
Oh, this is going to be fun. She's not that smart.
So we have more from this day, but we have to switch platforms, and the hour is late.
Yes.
So it's a good
point. Yeah, I got stuff I got to do after this.
So what do we think about Miss Michelle Roslin thus far?
It's promising.
I think she's a textbook. Oh, I'm sorry, Pip.
No. I think it's promising for some hijinks because she's not that smart.
She does not seem that smart. What do you think, Jeff?
I think that she's a textbook scammer using all the religious stuff, mentioning love. And I also am going to say she's going to use being in the military as an advantage to dissuade stuff, to put stuff off. And literally, less than a minute after I said it the first time, he did. So you're going to see a lot more of this.
Yep.
So now, before we heard anything about Michelle, Pip said 1 month. Do you feel good about that?
Did I say? No, didn't I say no. 4 months?
Oh, you said 4 months. Joe said one?
Joe said one.
Oh,
I said 1 month.
You said 4 months. Do you feel good about 4 months?
Yeah.
Feel good about. Joe, do you feel good about 1 month?
You want to know something? I think that you could probably carry it on past 1 month. But you asked before we got into the story. But seeing what we're dealing with, if you play your cards right, I think you can go longer than a month.
All right. Well, that's a little. So you already laid your money on the table and wagered, sir. So that there we have it. That is Michelle.
So why are you asking?
Well, all right. What's your backup guess?
My backup guess is a month and a half to 2 months.
Okay.
All that for another fucking 2 weeks. All right, so put that down in parentheses.
All right. You're dealing with this, Kelly. 2 weeks is viable enough to add 2 weeks on. I mean, you know, it depends on how much patience we have.
You've got
all the patience in the world. You're trying to build content. They're not. So yeah, even though it's giving an extension of 2 weeks to 2 months, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
All right. We will see. That is not too much there to really sink our. But we've established her character.
Yes.
We've established who she is. She's on a peacekeeping mission in Yemen. She does not pay attention to detail. She's God-fearing. She's not a whore, except when she gets back from the mission.
Back from the mission, yowza.
And, she
is. You know, let me tell you something. You just said there's not enough there. There is plenty to work with. As we've been doing this for years, we know where we can go with this, and we have the ingredients there of making it interesting.
I think so.
All right. Well, I will. Well, fake Davin will certainly do his best, kids.
I know.
What do you think of this fake Davin character thus far?
Well, so far he hasn't really shown his hand too much. He's just like a little bit, you know, throwing in some live grenades, and she's just like, completely ignoring them.
We don't have any keystrokes yet.
No, no. There's no craziness.
This Gavin character is a little bit more content, however, waiting for opportunities, if I could say that.
Yeah, I think that...
Waiting for opportunities.
Yeah, there could be shenanigans coming.
So you feel shenanigans?
I do.
Joe, you feel shenanigans?
Oh, yeah. Shenanigans are brewing. But you're just waiting for the perfect time to pass. And from, like I said... You said, well, there's not much there. No, there's plenty of ingredients for fun here. So, yeah, it should be good.
You'll have to tune in next week for the fun and the shenanigans. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support.
Thank you, Russ.
His son's doing a fundraiser. So if you happen to be friends with Russ on Facebook, check out the fundraiser. It's for his Cub Scout troops and food banks and the military, all different options that you can do.
Oh.
I took the option there. It's like gourmet popcorn. Then you could just donate. I took the option of donating to his Cub Scout troop and to a local food bank because I do the military family thing with the DVDs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was the option. But definitely check it out. If you're friends with Russ on Facebook and we're unaware, he's got that going. So it's a good cause. So we certainly appreciate that. I don't know if you guys are going to be donating, but I did. Anyway, Side-Splitting Productions for all your comedic needs. Great time for the holidays, holiday party. We're all vaccinated. We're all safe. Well, not if you want a vaccinated comic, go get your vaccinated comic. If you don't give a shit, I'm probably got those too. Anyway, go to sidesplittingproductions.com or give us a call 551-404-3094. Joe, will you be?
I will be with family this week, but the following week, Fragile Sky, first gig since 2019 at Lucky 13 Saloon in Brooklyn. So I'll be posting that and pushing that.
There you go. Back in the saddle. Back in the saddle. Fragile Sky.
Yeah.
Very
good.
Hope that goes well. Saturday, September 25th, I'll be in Hamburg, New Jersey at the Crystal Cabaret and Crystal Spring Resort. Posh motherfuckers. I am posh this week. Two shows, one at 8:30, one at 10:30. You could call it 888-388-3472, 888-388-3472. It's a cabaret, so there's musicians, singers, and yours truly. It is a good time. Last week I was at a lake. I did Il Palazzo, which is my venue, and then I was at a lake. It was really cool. Yeah. I hadn't had this in a while. I kept on trying to wrap it up, and they wouldn't let me go. It was like, no, do more. I'm like,
that's awesome.
Usually, as Joe will tell you, they're chasing me out of there with pitchforks. But no, they were very sweet. So if they're listening, Stockholm Lake in New Jersey, a very sweet group of people, had a lot of fun, good times over there.
Looked nice.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was lovely. It's nice to be out. You know, we were talking before the show about, like, where are you with the COVID and everything. Yeah, I'm shaking everybody's hands. You know, I'm trusting the vaccine. You know, if you really trust the science, stay away. But I'm not. I'm shaking hands and everything. You know, I might be Mr. Immunity.
Yes.
Mr. Immunity.
Why is that somebody? Why has Marvel not come up with that?
I don't know, but I love it.
Never. Very good. Thank you all for hanging out with us. We certainly appreciate it. Keep your fingers crossed for my home inspection this week, kids.
Yeah, really.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.